This is the Best Of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Paul the Apostle is going to tell us in our text today that we should not be lying down with the lazy, but we should be warning them. We shouldn't be yelling at the frightened. We should be comforting them. You know, at times it's difficult to distinguish between laziness and fear, isn't it? I mean, two people may be doing nothing, one because he's lazy and the other because he's fearful. Key to ministry is sensitivity, sensing the condition of each person and offering the appropriate remedy for every situation. You can't effectively help until you know the problem. You can't apply the medicine until you know where the wound is. Paul the Apostle is writing to the Thessalonians in our text today, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning in verse 14. Paul, writing to these believers, says, "We exhort you, brothers, admonish the disorderly, encourage the faint-hearted, support the weak, be patient towards all." The Living Bible says, "Dear brothers, warn those who are lazy, comfort those who are frightened, take tender care of those who are weak, and be patient with everyone." Now, Paul, he's continuing in the same line of thinking as the last time we were together, telling us to admonish, or the word in our vernacular today would be warn, to warn those who are disorderly. Now, please take note of this verse and file it away. It's important that you remember that I didn't make it up. Please note, too, that it's not just my job to exercise this passage, but it's directed towards the body of believers as a whole. Romans 15, 14 says, "I myself am also persuaded about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able to do what? Admonish others." Now, Paul, he's going on here to encourage or comfort the faint-hearted and hold up the weak. Be patient with everyone. You know, this passage, this couple of verses, we could go so far as to kind of see this as the short course in ministry. Because along with warning the unruly, in a nutshell, it's all there. We must be willing to invest in each other, gang, and realize certainly that some folks are simply going to take more attention than others to keep them on the path. People go through hard times. They get discouraged. It's at these times that we are to come alongside each other and hold each other up. Now look, there's no normal for this. And there's no bar in which to achieve in some sort of a certain time frame. Now it would be great if we all matured at the same rate. And there are forces beyond our control, however, that affect our growth. We can do nothing but love and encourage each other. Now, God is patient in this manner with you. Should we not also be so giving? Verse 15 says, "See that no one returns evil for evil to anyone, but always follow after that which is good for one another and for all." The Living Version says, "See that no one pays back evil for evil, but always try to do good to each other and to everyone else." Paul's correction in this text continues with the idea of lay off the revenge and lay off the retaliation. That direction can at times be hard for all of us because, you know, it just seems to be in our human nature, in our flesh, if you will, to fight back. We need to know that there is no magic here in this matter as far as the obedience goes. It's just simply and frankly, an issue of doing it is just a matter of obedience, period. Now, again, some of us need to learn to put some teeth into our faith and remember that these foundational elements of faith are not to be ignored. They're not to be thought of as trivial or inconsequential. Quote, "Follow after that which is good for one another and for all," end quote. I wonder if we really can say that's how we live our lives. Pursuing what is good for others as well as ourselves. For isn't such the very heart of our faith? Now, many of us might tacitly respond to the affirmative, or we might answer back, well, we try to do that. But I then go on to wonder if we really know and we really seek to know what exactly is right, what exactly is good for others? Are we even trying to find the answer to that question? Now, we can give and assist in real and quantifiable ways. And that can often bring immediate, albeit temporal, relief and good feelings on the part of the receiver. But it gets much harder and a lot more complicated when what is good for another person is, well, uncomfortable for us to deliver. But the fact still remains, it says we should pursue what is good for others, not what feels good.
That was a daily devotion by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.